In studio, we're pleased to be joined by Mr. Sylvester Brown and Mr. Ovid Duncantel of the Black Heritage Society, the MLK Parade, and events coming up.
And good morning to both you gentlemen. It's just after 2 o'clock at KMJQ, Houston Galveston, Houston's only R&B station. And let's see, Sylvester Brown, you're the project manager at the Heritage Society, is that correct?
That's right, Jay. And first of all, I want to say good morning to all of the Magic 102 radio listeners. And we're always happy to come in and sit down and apprise the community about what the Black Heritage Society is doing.
Yes, and you've been doing a lot for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Ovid Duncantel, the founder and executive director, is also with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and good morning to your listening audience.
I know we've got that big parade coming up on the 20th, and but I was preparing for the show today. I've met you many years ago, Mr. Duncantel, when we Magic 102 first came on the scene. But a lot of folks may not know a little bit about your background. I understand that when you came to Houston, you first came here just maybe as a little vacation spot and on your way to Los Angeles.
That is correct.
And then you just said, boy, this is just so beautiful, and just decided to just set roots here, huh?
Well, that's partially correct, but it was a situation where my wife had some relatives here, and we stopped to just say hello and head on to California. And while here, I decided I'd grab a job right quick and make some extra money. I'd just gotten out of the Air Force, and you know how when you get out of the service, you broke.
Oh.
But in the process of doing that, I was working on a job here, and I got hurt. And as a result of that, I ended up trying to wait out a lawsuit and several other things. And anyway, yeah. I think this is where I was supposed to be, because I'm still headed to California.
Well, maybe you can go see the Lakers play.
Yes. I have a brother out there that's a doctor, and he and I were to get together and go into business together, and I obviously forgot that my business is right here in Houston.
Yeah. Well, you created the Black Heritage Society in 1974, becoming its founder and executive director, but you were active in Houston politics and community organizations long before that. Can you kind of give us a summary of your activism prior to the founding of the Heritage Society?
Right. Well, one of the things that startled me after coming here, I thought Houston, you know, I came from a little country town in Louisiana, Natchitoches, Louisiana, and didn't expect much out of that town in the way of progress for our people. But when I came to Big Houston, I thought, hey, look, I know they have things going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was going on here, with the exception of the political arena. I couldn't find any blacks in politics here. Mm. Well, not only blacks, there weren't any Hispanics either.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, now, that's one void that has to be filled. And I decided to go to work on that, and I created an organization called the Central Committee for the Protection of Poor People. Because we discovered a couple of things right quick here. I said, now, first thing I'll do, I'll run for public office.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try and solve that problem. I'm not one to sit back and complain about something that isn't happening. Hell, go out there and make it happen.
Yes, sir.
So I filed for city council here. I attempted to file for city council. And a little lady at behind the desk told me, said, mister, you do not qualify.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what you mean, because I'm black? She said, oh, no, that has nothing to do with it. She said, it is because you do not own property and had owned that property for 2 years prior to filing, according to your application here.
Mm.
You live in an apartment. I said, that's correct. I say, but what the hell has got to do with the price of tea in China?
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, that's just part of one of our rules. She said, and then the other thing is, I noticed you're unemployed at this time. And she said, and it's going to cost $500 to get your name, even if you had the property.
Mm.
I said, something is wrong with this pitch, this law. I wasn't using this pitch at that time because I don't even think there was a phase then. But something was wrong with that pitcher. So I decided to do something about it, and I went to federal court, filed suit against the city of Houston. Mm-hmm. And we won that suit. George Singleton said, first of all, the law of owning property prior to filing for office was unconstitutional on its face.
Right.
And that they had to find another way other than just paying money to get your name on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And these objects were just put there to block poor people, and especially minorities, from getting on the ballot.
Mm.
And consequently, we had not had anyone on the ballot since back when Texas state was formed.
That is amazing.
Anyway, I filed. Jerry Singleton said that if he does not have the $500, you have to make some other way. And mm-hmm. they came up. Right now, any of you can go and file now by petition.
Wow, okay.
So we brought the petition into being here in Houston.
That is great. So that obviously was designed as a barrier to becoming on the ballot. Yeah, that's very significant. Our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. We're talking with Ovid Duncantel, the founder and executive director of the Black Heritage Society, and Sylvester Brown, its project manager. Now, you know, after the Black Heritage Society was founded, it was one of the driving forces behind renaming South Park Boulevard to Martin Luther King Boulevard.
That's correct.
How long did it take to accomplish that, just getting that name changed?
Oh, that was a battle. Believe me, it was almost 2 years because I formed the Black Heritage Society in 1976. Matter of fact, this was sort of like if you're biblically inclined, and I'm not a highly religious person, but I'm sure you're familiar with Saul and Paul. Mm-hmm. I was Saul at the time when I was doing the political stuff,
mm-hmm.
and when we got the health clinic for the community, and when we food stamp office, the first food stamp office in Harris County, we put it at 3333 OST, and when we also the first hospital outpatient program was put on Griggs Road right by Ollie's Shoe Shop, if you're an old Houstonian.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided we wasn't going to stop there. We went on to get the first courthouse annex in Harris County.
Wow.
Put in the Black community, and the first constable was A.B. Chambers. And I had the good pleasure of being with Tom Bass' office and naming Chambers as the first constable.
Wow.
And along with the constable go two justices of the peace. That was Judge John Peavy and Judge Sarah Davis, who were later followed by now Congressman Al Green. On down the line, so forth. But we were fortunate in getting some things wrong. But I changed from Paul to Saul to Paul. And that was at the behest of Dr. Martin Luther King's father. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Dr. King well. I only saw him on one occasion, and I was more familiar with his father. I met his father through Reverend C.D. Daniels and the Daniel brothers. They had a church out on Jerusalem Baptist Church out on Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very close to his father. And all of this stuff got started about street change and the parade and all of that. That sort of came, was motivated by Dr. King's father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And most people don't know that because his father had a sort of a bitter thing in his mouth about Houston because of the way they treat his son.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people do not know that Dr. King came here twice to speak to the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And just like he had done in Chicago, New York, and all the other cities outside of the South, and in the South, he never spoke to the nation from Houston.
Mm.
First time when he came, it was the speech was stopped because of the lack of a crowd. Now, what had happened, the system came together, and I mean the full system, and encouraged the black community to not turn out to the outing for Dr. King when he came here to speak. He
wow.
was going to speak at the Coliseum. We had a little protest march, and the only people showed up were the street people. When I say that, I mean that was the brothers who were like myself and Shape Center and other organizations like that. We showed up, about 400 of us.
Mm.
But the real sisters and brothers going to church and hope to die, brothers and sisters
yes,
did
yes.
not show up. Because the black newspapers and the ministers all came together and said because Dr. King has came up out against the Vietnam War.
Wow.
And the fact that he was being labeled a communist.
Yeah.
They didn't think that, the citizen of Houston should be,
participating in the event.
Like yeah. that. So that, when his front people came and came to the Coliseum and saw it was only 300 or 400 of them, there was more press people there, and they were really there to shoot empty seats,
mm-hmm.
as you know, to
right.
embarrass Dr. King.
Yeah.
And his front people decided not to bring him in.
Right.
So he never came to the Coliseum on that day. But he said, MacArthur, he said, I shall return.
Mm.
And he came back to Houston. This time he had Harry Belafonte, he had Joan Baez, he had many other celebrities with him. And Aretha Franklin, the Coliseum was packed.
Mm.
But he never got a chance to speak again because the Ku Klux Klan, so said the city of Houston, and I don't believe this one because I don't think the Klan could have gotten up in the attic of the Coliseum without somebody from the city of Houston knowing about it.
Mm-hmm.
See, they turned loose a stink bomb in the Coliseum
wow.
and ran all the people, everybody
wow.
out of there.
Well, that's terrible.
So Dr. King never, consequently, this was in 1968, you know the story there,
right.
April, before he could
April
ever
4th.
Come back here again, April 4th happened.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Dr. King's father wanted to get some balance here in Houston to his son's name. His son, he'd say, my son is not a communist and he's not a bad person. He's trying to help our people. So he asked the Daniel Brothers, do you know of an organization in this city that will work with me and get out in the streets and get the word out and do something for my son? And the Daniel Brothers said, well, the only organization we know that's really on fire here is the Black Heritage Society. And seemingly they are cranking up to do some things. They're talking about a street change for your son. So he said, I want to meet them. And he met with me, he and I met, and we decided, laid out the strategy for things that you see happening right now.
Yeah. It's 9:16, 16 past 9 o'clock. We're talking with Ovi Duncan-Tell and Sylvester Brown of the Black Heritage Society. Now, tell us about your most recent announcement of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial statue in the Park Plaza.
I'm going to let my sister work on that.
Well, thank you for asking that question. Of course, it has been 33 years that the Black Heritage Society has sought to have a Martin Luther King statue and memorial here in Houston. Of course, that was in 1980 under Mayor McCann,
wow.
which approved
yeah.
by full
Haven't
city
heard that
council.
Name in a while.
Yeah, right.
yeah, full fit, city council approved of. The Black Heritage Society to convey a piece of land that sits in the Esplanade of OST and Martin Luther King. And that was for the purpose of building a memorial and a statue. However, at the suggestion of Dr. King's father, Daddy King, said, well, something should be placed there. So a senator was placed there, which was a live oak tree, a little 5-gallon bucket live oak tree. And what the tree is now, of course, it's a huge tree now after 33 years. But finally, because of the Houston Art Alliance couldn't assure and had to go out for bid, the sculpture, and they couldn't assure that it wouldn't come back or the whoever would get the bid wouldn't bill Dr. King in abstract. Mm-hmm. And the Black Heritage Society found that unacceptable to do Dr. King in abstract because he could have came back looking like what the mouse downtown. Okay, so anyway, the project has laid dormant for 33 years, and then Metro Rail decided that they were going to go down Martin Luther King Boulevard, and to their surprise, they ran into the conveyance that had been given by Full City Council and that tree. So to go around the tree would have cost them, as you read the paper, $3.25 million. So as an effort to save taxpayers' money, we were able, Mr. Duncan Tell and the organization, the board, decided that what we would do is sit down with the parties that be, interesting parties, and try and see if we can negotiate something out. As such, we decided to go with a plan. The full board decided to adopt a plan which would allow the same conveyance that we had in the middle, Esplanade, to be moved over into the park, McGregor Park. So as such, they decided that they would assist in funding to get that done. So actually, we end up saving the city $2.25 million that the taxpayers were able to keep in their pocket because we reached that agreement. Now, to bring fast forward now, a memorial, that memorial now is being built. One of very few in the entire nation, Houston can be proud that we have a Martin Luther King statue and a memorial. And when you go out to look at it, it gives you chills. It's huge. And I have to give thanks to everyone. I have to give the thanks to the city of Houston, Anise Parker and her crew, the friends of McGregor, Dr. McDavid over there, and the friends in the super neighborhood. Everybody kind of had all hands on deck to make this thing happen. And now we can go anywhere, hopefully here within the next 3 or 4 months, anywhere in the country, and proud ourselves that we have.
Congresswoman Lee.
Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee was a real champion, okay, because that money had to come from Washington.
Yes.
Okay, and that's our congresswoman that's up there representing us, okay, and that's how all of the pieces began to confirm itself, consummate itself on the basis of a hard work that she put in to make this thing happen. But now, as I said, we welcome the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. That's our logo. Okay, and that is going to be official. We'll have an official unveiling the week April 4th through April 6th. Y'all know that we generally have a candlelight vigil on April 4th, which is Friday, that marks the date of his death. We'll have a candlelight vigil. After the candlelight vigil, we'll get into the gala and the Mountaintop Award and all of those things that we normally do, which we normally do this time of year. Mm-hmm. But we've rescheduled it because of the big episode that we're going to have in April. However, let me kind of tell the listeners a little about what's going on here within the next week.
Okay, we're going to take a brief break, and then we'll talk about the events leading up to the MLK parade. Okay?
Great.
It's 9:21, 21 past 9 o'clock. We're at Magic 102.1, a Radio 1 station, Black Planet Radio for Houston. We'll be right back after this break. We're at Magic 102.1, streaming at myhoustonmagic.com. Check it out.
Magic 102.1 celebrates the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Join us Monday, January 20th at 8 a.m. for the 26th annual King Memorial Breakfast at the Hilton of the Americas, presented by the North Houston Frontiers Club. At 10 a.m., look for your favorite Magic personalities and the 36th annual original MLK Birthday Parade. This year, the parade will be honoring the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, D.C. and the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Enjoy family fun and free entertainment at Minute Maid Park, Texas and Hamilton. See the complete list of MLK activities at myhoustonmagic.com. Powered by Colbert Ball Tax Service and Wells Fargo. Magic 102.1.
This is Reality Radio.
Nelson Mandela.
President Mandela.
I watched and listened to the well-deserved extensive coverage of the life and death of Nelson Mandela, and I am unhappy with major media's refusal to give credit to the black freedom fighters who were the catalyst for Mandela's release from prison. The reality is, no black man sentenced to life can get himself out of jail. The reality is, it was the United States government who spied on Nelson Mandela and gave the information to the racist South African government. And the reality also is, it was black folks in this country who forced American sanctions and fought for Mandela's release. Thank you, Ron Dellums, Barbara Lee, Randall Robinson, Dick Gregory, Harry Belafonte, Reverend Jesse Jackson, and so many other Americans of African descent who played an instrumental role in changing the history of South Africa. This is Reality Radio. I'm Kathy Hughes. What's your reality? What's your reality?
Out with the old, in with the new. Make the beginning of 2014 a new beginning for you.
I made a resolution. I'm not spending any more time in this bad marriage. 2014 is going to be my year to turn over a new leaf. It's best for me and it's best for my children. And I want good representation from lawyers who really care.
Call the Cusick Law Firm.
I'm hoping in 2014 I'll find a better job. I had to take a menial job after being laid off a few months ago, and I just can't afford this high child support anymore. I need a good lawyer, but one I can afford.
Call the Cusick Law Firm. With over 20 years' experience in family law, lawyers Desiree Cusick and Tresha Seeley will work hard to resolve your issue as quickly and painlessly as possible. That's their New Year's resolution. You'll find their rates fair, reasonable, and very affordable. Call now for a free telephone consultation. 713-650-1866. And make this new year a new beginning for you. Cusick Law Firm. Downtown Houston at 1010 Lamar. 713-650-1866.
Wash Allen here to tell you about
MJWJ, the Feel Good Radio Talk Network,
the world's new 24 hours, 7 days a week urban talk radio network, the new home for concessions and other great talk programs. Listen to your Feel Good Talk Network on MJWJTalkRadio.com. Download your free app for Android or iPhone now.
You can go to any mattress store and just get sold something, or you can get the exact individualization your body needs. Before you invest in a mattress, discover the only bed clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality, the Sleep Number bed. At the touch of a button, the Sleep Number bed's dual air technology lets you set your ideal level of comfort and support. Your Sleep Number setting, adjustable on each side for couples. And right now, it's our lowest prices of the season. Save $300 to $800 on our newest innovations. Plus, take advantage of 18-month special financing on all Sleep Number beds with approved credit. See store for details. Sale ends soon. Discover the Sleep Number bed. Costs about the same as an innerspring, but lasts twice as long. Only at a Sleep Number store, where queen mattresses start at just $699.99. Sleep Number. Comfort individualized.
There are 425 stores nationwide, with 8 in the Houston area, including our newest on Kirby Drive, north of Rice Village. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
It's time to
express yourself.
Call now, 713-390-5102. That's 713-390-5102. Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
It's 926 past 9 o'clock. We're talking with Sylvester Brown and Ovi Dunkentel of the Black Heritage Society. Mr. Dunkentel, can you give us a little background on the parade?
Yes. Clearly establish this. The very first parade in America held for Dr. King was held right here in Houston, Texas. Mm. Our first Grand Marshal was Dr. King's father.
Wow.
Now, you've had a lot of other wannabes and gonna-bes pop up since that right here in the city, but we are the original parade created by Dr. King at the behest of Dr. King's father. Mm-hmm. By the way, and after we were started, parades start popping up all over America.
The country. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you may look in Wikipedia, and they'll say the first parade was held in New York, but that was the first parade held after Reagan passed signed the bill, and that was in
the holiday.
Yes, yeah. For the holiday.
Yeah.
But we were prior to that. We brought in the holiday. We worked closely with Stevie Wonder and other people that was pushing Conyers and
Dan Conyers Jr.
Right.
Yeah.
That was fighting for the holiday, and right here, we raised.
This was the cutting edge. It all began right here.
Houston, Texas.
Let's talk about some of the events leading up to the parade. Things get kicked off on the 18th, is that correct?
Yes, that's right, Jay. Things get kicked off on the 18th. Of course, normally we get started on Friday with the Mountaintop Awards Gala, which we give out the a prestigious outstanding award to those who've made outstanding contributions to the African-American community. However, this year... We decided that we'll reschedule that since we're having our big official opening of the memorial. Mm-hmm. We rescheduled it for Friday, the 4th of April, in that program, the official opening of the memorial. However, on the 18th, which is a Saturday, January 18th, we get started with a children's march downtown. It just starts at 10 a.m. at Minute Maid Park, and we encourage all of our youth organizations and families and participants to come out. That's an enjoyable event. Miss Sandra Hine, Mayor of Sunnyside, Sandra Hine, she runs that project that's out there, and that'll be kicking off again January 18th. That's Saturday, 10 a.m., starting at Minute Maid Park. Then on Saturday afternoon, there is a huge youth festival and concert. Well, they're the huge youth festival and concert, but they're going to be holding a health fair out there and a concert for the youth in McGregor Park. That gets started around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock on Saturday, January the 18th.
I want to point out that all of these events are on your website, which they can get through myhoustonmagic.com. We have a link on the site which takes us right to all these events.
Absolutely, and I just want to give the shout-out to Magic 102 and Radio 1. They have been outstanding media partners, okay, in our efforts to bring in and engage the community about this wonderful, wonderful holiday that we're able to celebrate each year. But on Sunday, we feed the hungry over at St. John's, Reverend Rudy Rasmus Church. We do that from 11 o'clock until 2 o'clock on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday evening, from 4 to 7, we're having the Houston Martin Luther King Jr. VIP VIP reception, memorial reception that we're going to be holding. You know, there's a lot of folk who've never seen the layout and design of the memorial. Mm-hmm. They'll get a chance. The reception will allow them to get a chance to see the design on big AV screen, how the donor's wall will look, how the Tree of Life will look, how the memorial, the quotes, Dr. King quotes that's in the granite, that's in the ground, on the floor of the memorial. So there'll be a lot of interesting things you'll get a chance to see beforehand, before the April official unveiling of the statue program, if you come to the VIP reception, which is the 19th from 4 to 7. And, of course, we're sending out invitations. And for those who are interested who may not receive one of the VIP invitations, please call our office, you know, 713-236-1700, and we'll be happy to get you on our email list and get you a VIP invitation, because we'd like to have you RSVP before the 15th. Of this month, so we can have everything. Is going to be very, very nice, and I'm pretty sure that everybody that comes and get a chance to look at it will be excited. But more importantly, I want to also add this: for those who've never seen the very first parade held in America to honor the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King If you come to that reception, you'll get a chance to see that video. It's on 16-millimeter film that has been transferred digitally over. And for the first time, you know, we've said it, and now you can see it, okay,
right.
If you come to the reception. And then on Monday, which is the big day,
yes,
we celebrate the original MLK parade. We get started at 10 a.m. We ask all participants who are registered for the parade to at least be there by 8:30. We start staging area at Hamilton in Texas. It's going to be a very, very exciting day, and we're just looking for the entire community to come. There is one parade downtown, and that is the Black Heritage Society 36th Annual Original MLK Parade that starts at 10 a.m. downtown Houston. We encourage all of the community to come out and support the legacy, because we are preparing to welcome the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King here in Houston. So we'll encourage everyone to come out.
Well, gentlemen, we really, really appreciate you coming out this morning to provide this background and information on this very important event. I want to encourage all of our listeners to participate. And also remember that it was in 1974 that Congress designated the Martin Luther King Jr. Federal Holiday as a National Day of Service. And we encourage you to come out, make it a day on, not a day off, participate in the parade, and, of course, perhaps get involved in servicing some of the needs of the community.
Okay, one other thing that I want to make sure that I add. You can get all the information by going to www.blackheritagesociety.org. O-R-G. Mm-hmm. It gives you all the information, the calendar of events. It tells you how to register. It tells you the Discovery Green Project, of which we're having right after the parade. There's a huge concert and family festival that's in Discovery Green that gets started at noontime, just as the parade ends. So we're encouraging all of the parade viewers to then come over to Discovery Green to have lots of family fun, entertainment, and what have you. So,
and that link, once again, I mean, you've got the link. It's blackheritagesociety.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can log on to myhoustonmagic.com and click on the link. It'll take you right there. Gentlemen, once again, I thank you so very much, Ovid Duncan. Duncantel, founder and executive director of the Black Heritage Society, and Sylvester Brown, project manager. Again, thank you both very much.